CNN report criticized for repeating Chinese propaganda on coronavirus. By Christina Wang on April 15, 2020. A CNN report received widespread criticism after it repeated Chinese propaganda and cited a Chinese state media outlet as its source. The CNN report's lead paragraph originally said on Tuesday, "A Chinese naval flotilla headed into the Pacific over the weekend. Evidence that the People's Liberation Army Navy has done a much better job controlling coronavirus than the U.S. Navy," according to a story posted on the PLA's English language website. Senator Josh Hawley, RMO, tweeted, "Is that CNN actually publishing this hashtag China Communist Party propaganda as news?" One Asia expert, Isaac Stonefish, tweeted, "I'm horrified that CNN published this. It's literally a Chinese propaganda story." Guy Benson, political editor of Town Hall, asked, "How does this seriously get published as news?" The Trump campaign's account asked, "Does CNN stand for China News Network?" The CNN report changed its lead paragraph to, "The coronavirus outbreak, which began in the Chinese city of Wuhan in December last year, has spread to more than 180 countries and sickened close to 2 million people, including more than 80,000 in China. Yet according to the Chinese government, not a single serving member of the country's military has been infected." The update was accompanied with an editor's note that read, "This story has been updated to include Pentagon reaction and recent developments in the Western Pacific." Chinese state media outlets have highlighted claims from experts that the deployment of the Chinese carrier Liaoning and an accompanying strike group shows that it is more capable than the U.S. Navy, which has sidelined a carrier due to a coronavirus outbreak. The report comes after the U.S. Navy sidelined the USS Theodore Roosevelt after an outbreak of coronavirus, and China sent a carrier strike group through the Miyako and Taiwan Straits. Pentagon officials have not addressed the Chinese claims that its Navy is better at handling the coronavirus, but have said they are aware of China's efforts to spread disinformation, such as that U.S. soldiers brought the coronavirus to China. "We were very clear that this was unhelpful. This is moving the coronavirus issue out of an area of cooperation between the two militaries and into an area of confrontation," said Chad Spragia, Deputy Assistant Secretary of Defense for China, in a recent call with reporters. Follow Breitbart News' Christina Wang on Twitter or on Facebook.